Dictation for Venet, V as in Victor, E-N-E-T-T-E, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, April 14, 52, address as a letter to Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, McInnis, M-C-I-N-N-I-S, 463-2249. Dear Mrs. McInnis, consultation Mrs. Schaefer, chronic kidney disease. She has moved from Tennessee to Michigan. She's been told about chronic kidney disease a few years back, 6-7, at the time of pneumonia sepsis, was taking Mobic, discontinued at that time, did not require dialysis. Presently, appetite is down, but a stable weight. Recently, all the teeth were pulled, and she's adapting to the dentures and trying to eat better. No vomiting, dysphagia, has constipation, no bleeding. Nice infection in the urine, no cloudiness or blood, some nocturia, but no incontinence. No edema, claudication, has chronic back pain, presently on Tramadol, Tylenol, no chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. She's not smoking anymore, cigarettes, but smoking pop as well as edibles. No purulent material hemoptysis. She says to have emphysema. Uses nebulizers, no oxygen. Back on CPAP machine since December. Other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for apparently hypertension, chronic kidney disease, esophageal reflux, denies diabetes, no heart problems, no TAS or stroke or seizures, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no liver disease, no kidney stones, some back pain as well as arthritis. Next paragraph, surgeries. Right knee scope, right-sided carpal tunnel and joint surgery, right shoulder rotator cuff in two opportunities, appendix, DNCs, tubal ligation, tubal pregnancy remove, exploratory laparotomy, anterior cervical fusion in two opportunities. Next paragraph. Start smoking age 15, at least half a pack to a pack, discontinued just 2 years ago, rare alcohol intake. Next paragraph, a strong family history for kidney stones, but no dialysis. Next paragraph, medications. Nurantin, muscle relaxant, Tramadol, HCTC, PPIs, antidepressants, trazodone, melatonin, Lipitor, Tylenol, off anti-inflammatory agents, prior morphine and Norco discontinue. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies, ampicillin, methadone, baclofen, Wellbutrin, tetanus. She's allergic to magnolias with angioedema and also unable to take Donatol, D-O-N-A-T-O-L. Next paragraph, present weight 170, 58 inches tall, blood pressure 118 over 60 on the right, 112.77 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert Orientenstein 3, normal speech, good historian, lungs are clear, distant, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no bruits, no gross edema, hand limitations, range of motion, shoulder, but not focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from November. Creatinine has been, for the last few years, around 1.2, 1.3. representing a GFR47 stage 3, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin, chronic elevation alkaline phosphatase, other liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, high triglyceride, other cholesterol profile well controlled, normal B12 folic acid, low ferritin 25, previously even lower at 10, present iron saturation normal, thyroid normal, vitamin D above 30, mild anemia 12.7, and normal white blood cell platelet. Back in November 2022, she doesn't recall exactly what happened, but ferritin was low at 8, as well as low saturation below 20 at 6. A prior kidney ultrasound was from September 2022. At that time, right kidney 10.6, left kidney 8.5. There was no obstruction. There was a cyst on the right kidney, septated, large, 4.7 by 4.7. The left kidney is small, no obstruction, no stones, no cyst. Bladder was distended. They did not do a post-void residual. She was like 300 at that time. There are multiple X-rays, CAT scans, MRIs for bone and joints. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease appears to be a stable, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no urine analysis to assess for blood, protein, or cells. Prior, a small kidney on the left and a not simple cyst on the right, large. We are going to monitor chemistries, including electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, updating anemia studies for iron. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure in the office appears to be very well controlled. No evidence of volume overload, pericarditis. Continue to follow, end of dictation.